Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church, and happy Labor Day weekend to all of you this weekend, and God's blessings be with you. You know, this morning as we think, we're going to be challenged here with a word from Deuteronomy chapter 4, which it's God speaking, actually. Whenever God speaks, you really hone in. And Deuteronomy chapter 4, God does speak. He says, don't forget the things that you've seen. Make it known to your children and to the children of your children. And make sure that you pass on the good things that I've shown you, the Lord says. When we think about passing on things to the next generation, we typically think of things that we have. Dishes and china and whatever it may be. But we're going to be challenged today to really think about, wow, what we're to pass on are the things that God has done for us. When we think about that, we share a grace-filled moment in our lives with someone else. That is a powerful thing that can stay upon the heart of a child or a relative for many years to come. So it'll be a great blessing to be reminded of that here this morning. We do have a few announcements to share with the congregation this morning. The first is that next Sunday, September 9th, we are doing our fall kickoff. And so it's, as you all know, a very exciting day here at Peace. At 9:45, we'll gather for all-age Sunday school. And then at 11 o'clock, we're going to begin our worship. So there's a worship time change that's happening. And then to really confuse you, we're throwing one more thing on top of it. We are worshiping out on the patio at 11 o'clock. We're going to have outdoor worship next Sunday. And just, you know, this is a problem for a lot of people in our church. Behind us will be a bouncy house. So please, you know, don't go jumping in the bouncy house during worship. We think it'll work just fine. It'll be a beautiful setting to start off our year September 9th. That's next Sunday. And then the other thing to share is that next Sunday with the adults, we'll be starting our journey on Max Licato's book, You'll Get Through This, based on the Joseph story in the book of Genesis. If you want to be a B student in the class, show up. If you're the type that, I want to get an A+ and just kind of really do well, read Genesis chapter 37, 1-24, and perhaps the first chapter of Max Licato's book. That'll really prepare you well for next Sunday. And then the last thing that I'd share with you is that you'll notice if you go into the kitchen, there is some remodeling that's taking place. This summer was really unusual in that we had so much food coming in and out of our congregation. With some big events. We apparently like food, and the people that want to do events at our church, they really like food. And so it was brought up to the council last month, in the last month's meeting, that there was a need for more refrigeration space and for freezer space, as well as a few other things as well. And so that's what's happening in the kitchen. If you walk in, you're like, what in the world happened? There's a plan behind it. I just wanted to let you all know about it. It's a good thing. Our freezer meal ministry, too, is growing, and so there was really a need to open up for more space in the freezer. So if you have any questions, go ahead and seek out someone on the council to find out more information about that. Looks like Peggy has some announcements. Peggy?
Well, next Sunday is Mite Box Sunday. So we'll be doing that outside, even if church is outside. There's a little article in the newsletter about what this month's Mite Box goal is for, and it's we will be contributing to, with all the Lutheran churches, to fulfill a grant for $25,000 to equip the youth to witness for life, and it's called Why for Life, and it's to help the high school students and Lutheran churches learn about how to talk about the right for life, you know, with other people and how to live their life like that. So that's what we'll be supporting this time. Thursday, September the 6th, is our first guild meeting. It is packed with lots of activities and decisions that we'll be making for the whole year. It's at 1 o'clock, and all women in this church are a part of guild, and you're invited to come.
Great. Rob?
couple of weeks ago, I shared, encouraged, challenged some of you to read the book, The War Prayer. And I'm very, very pleased. All of the copies that were out there were taken. I had people ask, could I have one? So I have three more copies I'm going to put out in the library. And again, I encourage, challenge you to look at war from a different perspective. If I had medals to give out, being in the military mode, I'd give a medal to all of you who took this book and challenged yourself. I'd give you my medal, but I just didn't keep my rear end down like I was told to do.
Well, I've probably never made this announcement, but as you know, we've been working on our hearing assist system. And I finally have gotten the more friendly type, what they call a headset. So we have six of these now, and I know the people that have been using the hearing assist system, it says it's working. And so don't be bashful, come and see me, and we'll get you set up, and actually you'll have your own little headset. I put it in a plastic bag, and I think, you know, I've got one marked for four people right at the present time. So again, let's be using them. We got six of them, and hopefully pastor's message will come right to your ears with, and thank you.
Thanks, Oscar. There are just a lot of things happening at Peace. So I'm just gonna say this, pay attention to the bulletin, the announcements. There's lots of things happening. There's a remodel project going on in the youth room. We'll try to keep the congregation posted on that. One last announcement that I wanted to share too is that one of the great blessings at Peace is the music that we have. I think we all would say that is just enriches us in our faith journey together here at this church. Next Sunday, the choir is going to be starting off their practices at 8:30 in the morning. I wanted to announce that for Colleen, that if you sing and you got a good voice, except for Rob Schultz, you're not allowed, remember? If you sing, please join the choir. It sounds like we're going to have some new voices. And also, Dr. Dan Johnson is going to be leading us in the choir. Some of you heard that Dave and Terry, they're leaving. They're moving to Salt Lake City. Terry retired last year. And so we're going to have a celebration for Terry in October. She's going to come back. We'll have a celebration here. But we did want to just share, if you have interest in choir, to come and talk to Colleen, and that kicks off next Sunday at 8:30 in the morning. You know, this is a tribute to how good the music is at Peace. We got a phone call a couple weeks ago from Concordia Portland. They are going to bring down their brass ensemble in October and lead us in worship as well. So that's another special treat to come to Peace in October. Another statement of the music and the things that are happening here at Peace.